So, and you just played the last concert of the Jazz Art Festival 2020.
Oh, I didn't know it was the last one. Oh, that's why everyone was so excited.
How was it from your perspective?
Oh, we had so much fun. Really, I didn't know what to expect because I've never been here before. And I never didn't know that I would have any fans here at all, so it was a surprise to see a big hall filled with people, and we had a really good time, and we were very happy with the sound quality of the technician, and so we had a very fun show.
In the end, everybody was dancing, so
yeah.
What is the recipe, how you make it?
I don't know. We just play our best that we can, and I'm very lucky to have a very good band with me, and we just try to share the feeling of the inspiration of R&B and soul and jazz music. So I think people were ready for it somehow. So yeah, people told me in the pausa that they really wanted to dance, but they were thinking that they had to stay in their chair. And I said, no. we like it when people dance. So
we are all happy that you finally found Schwäbisch Hall.
Yeah, me too.
And you had a chance to walk around in the biggest hall of the world.
Yeah.
What is your impression?
It's a very nice town. It was raining today and cold, but even with the rain and the cold, we could see that it's a very beautiful town with beautiful buildings and the river. And I'm sure that in the summer it's especially beautiful. So it was cool to come here.
So you should come back.
I think so. I would love to, yes, especially now that I know that they have this festival and people seem to really appreciate music here. So that's my kind of a place.
So your aim was to sell all your merchandise.
Yeah.
I don't know if you succeeded.
No, but I sold a lot. I'm very happy with the amount. And we have to save some because we still have some concerts left. This is number 18 of 31. So there's still a few more left.
How is it to be on tour for a long time overseas? It's kind of nice being on stage, but I think it's kind of stressful as well, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I have a great team, but honestly, it's pretty exhausting because especially the first 15 concerts were one in a row. We didn't have a day off. 15 concerts, 15 days, two different countries, three countries. And, you know, there's always something that happens with the traffic or the parking or the just something logistics. It's nobody's fault, but there's always something every day that can be a little bit frustrating or stressful. And you never know what it is. And so it's tiring just traveling. And the concerts are late at night, and then you have to check out of the hotel usually 9 in the morning, and so you don't sleep enough, and you sleep in the car, and it's not the same. So it's crazy. It's insane. We are insane. We have reached a point of insanity, I think, really.
Wow. You wanted to buy some German souvenirs?
Yeah.
So what is in your mind?
That's a good question, because I'm not really sure. Maybe pretzels? Or
you mean real pretzels to eat?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can't, it has to be something that goes in the suitcase. So I have to think of something very German to buy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a Kuckuckloch or German beer. But you can't put that in your suitcase, I don't think, in the airplane. So I have to find some ideas.
I will give you salt from Schwäbisch Hall.
Oh, salt.
Because actually Hall is an old word for salt.
Oh, I did not know that.
And
oh,
you need to buy salt from Schwäbisch Hall.
Okay.
It's a present.
That's a good idea, because I really like to cook. And so does my partner, and I like salt, so maybe that's a good idea. Because I don't want to buy Lederhosen. I don't think so. I think salt would be, and salt is easier to pack in a suitcase than beer or Lederhosen.
With what picture you end this concert today, what picture you take home to Canada or wherever you go next?
You know, the picture in my mind, you mean? Oh, well, first of all, this is a very beautiful hall, chandelier, and the ceiling is very beautiful, so I will remember that. But also just how happy the people were from the beginning. It was easy to, they were already enthusiastic from the beginning, so it was nice to see all the people dancing and having fun. You could see they were happy, and I think that's nice. Sometimes it's harder to change people than other concerts. Depends on the night and the situation. So, yeah, I think those two things.